This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, 1 o'clock hour. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you.
As a reminder, at 1:30, I promise, because our guy Vinny Pasquantino has been struggling. I will once again do Pasquantino live.
It's live.
It's live again today. Hopefully, I don't know. Did I believe those?
Are you ready?
Up? I mean, did I practice in any way? Absolutely not.
You've been on a sabbatical for a bit here on the singing.
So, like, I have.
Which,
you know,
I'm not
going to
say I'm disappointed, but
just
you've been
making
on
an observation.
You've been on a sabbatical.
Well, I really, really, really spent way too much time working on covering Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us.
Oh, yeah.
And it ate up like quite a bit of mental energy to the point that I guess I was in need of a break. But somebody said, hey, he's playing bad. You did Pasquantino Live last time. And then if you remember, like the very first game back, he went like 4 for 5 with like a couple
last
of
year,
doubles.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Vinny starts, the season starts hot for him tonight. We'll do Pasquantino Live coming up at 1:30.
Yeah, yesterday that was the agreement. That was the agreement made to kick off this road trip against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Ready enough.
Thinking of the Royals, though, in spring training, a huge talking point, I know we discuss it a lot and we asked Vern about it a lot, and that was the Royals were going to have multiple guys try to play the outfield. Mikel in center field and Jonathan India in left field, Michael Massey in left field. And we did see that, and we have seen that as time has gone on. And Drew Waters has now been playing left field. Of course, he's performed very well since being called up. They've had Mark Canna play left field. But in terms of infield guys getting opportunities in the outfield, that was going to be part of the plan. But we also, I remember we asked J.J. Piccolo right before the season, we're like, hey, is there a time in the season where you end up whittling that down a little bit? Like, hey, you say, okay, no, we know this guy can play here, we can't. And he said there's no definitive timeline and all that. But I'm wondering, we're now a month in. Have we seen enough of certain players in the outfield to know that, oh, no, this is something they can keep doing all year? Or, no, not happening.
I think I'm officially done with India and left. He was and rated in his time in Cincinnati as an adequate defender at second base. I think he is a decent defender at third base. Like, he's fine. He's not, like, a liability at those positions. I think he might be a liability in left. The reason why he has been playing more out there and you notice him more out there is because MJ Melendez got sent down. But with Michael Massey not hitting, you can just play India more at second. And Massey can float and come into games at slightly different times. And instead of a 6-day-a-week player, it could be 4 or 5 for a little while they sort that out. And in the meantime, Drew Waters or somebody else who's hitting a little better at the moment can spend more time out there in left. Mikel in center, they're limiting that so much that I'm not really offended by it. Massey even in left looks a little more comfortable out there, but they like him at second because they think he's a better second baseman, I think, than India. I don't like what I get out of left field. I don't like the production out of there. And for a guy who has been a very consistent big league performer, I don't always think that switching positions or doing all that stuff messes with you, but it might be messing with him. He's been a career second baseman. He was a lifetime third baseman, and now we're trying to teach him outfield in the middle while he's struggling to hit a little. He's hitting a little bit better here lately. I don't know that I want to get lost in the shuffle there. I'm done with India in left field. Get him back in the infield. Get his feet in the dirt. Put him at third base. Put him at second base. Put Mikel in center field more or Isbell in left. Do what you got to do, but like just him in left field less, not him out of the lineup.
I think some of this, and of course not a lot of him. He's
gonna that's crazy.
He's going to be their guy all year. I think what'll change this is how does Drew Waters keep performing? What do they ultimately do with Renfroe in the next, I'll call it 2 to 4 weeks? And does that result in another outfielder getting called up? I'm not talking about Cags, obviously, not this early in the season or anything. I'm talking about, does it result in Rave, Peyton Wilson, that kind of thing at some point. That, to me, will change how often we see Jonathan India play in left field or not. Third base, I mean, early in the, like, the first week or so of the season, I was really impressed with India playing third base. And then
he's fine.
He's okay as a third baseman.
Again, he rated out as a league average second baseman. He was never like Michael Massey's been nominated, I believe, for a Gold Glove. So like, or at least he was, I don't remember now if he was nominated or if everyone just thought he got snubbed, but for the nomination. But he's in the mix. I don't mean to rain on everyone's parade. The Hunter Renfro stuff's going to slow down if he actually hits. And
which
this is,
which is, I know people are done, but that's a good thing.
World's smallest sample size. In his last seven games, in which the Royals have won 6 of 7, so like admittedly they're playing better baseball and they're winning more baseball, he's hitting .316 with a .333 on base percentage.
That'd be great news.
Nobody probably noticed because it's come with almost no pop, one double and a bunch of singles. I'm just telling you, he is actually hitting better. That's going to slow the wheels of motion on right field.
I just think, you know, saying for India not to play left, it's just the issue is I don't think. It's not like he's been playing amazing at third base. And so you acquired somebody to be your leadoff hitter that.
So you're saying just take mediocre defense wherever it is.
Right now doesn't have a true position, I would argue.
No, but he has a spot in the lineup, which is first.
Of course.
Yeah, so.
But second base is Michael Massey or it's Michael Garcia. Maybe is the long-term answer there. I don't know what the long-term plan is at second base.
I will say about third and left, which is like probably goes back to like the it's too early in the season. We're a month in. Should I give India more time to figure out how to play left, even though he's never played it in the big league career? Sure. Third base, he'd played 0 career innings at third base in his big league career, although he did play third all through college. So I don't think he's just like unfamiliar with the spot. But, if they want to give it a little more time to see how they can develop him defensively, I just think he's a limited defensive player. Again, I wouldn't say a bad defensive player, just a limited one where you're only going to get so much out of him. Did you, by the way, did anybody realize that Hunter Renfro was hitting slightly better?
No.
It's partially because none of it's been like a day. 1 for 3, 1 for 4, 0 for 2, 2 for 3, 1 for 2, 0 for 3, 1 for 2. It's all just like, I was in there and I got a hit. I got a single. Congrats to me. Moving on. But he is like, again, for the like, let's just get rid of the guy. The Royals would need him to continue, and we don't want that. I don't want Renfro to hit badly. I'd like him to keep hitting like this. The Royals would need him to keep hitting poorly in order to do that. And I'd also point out that John Rave has cooled off significantly in AAA. So I think it's more likely we see the first rookie we see outside of Tolbert. First rookie we see, I think very well might be a starter tomorrow if for some reason Cole Reagans can't go.
Yeah, it's been quiet on that. I mean, I guess they could go. And bring up, I guess some of it depends. Is Cole Reagans going to have to go on the IL? Is he just going to miss his start? I mean, if it's an IL stint, then I'm more willing to say just go ahead and call up Noah Cameron or something. If it's just a one-time thing, then I don't know if I want actually it to be that. Because then, what, are you going to send him down right after?
Yeah, I mean, you do that sometimes.
I know, but like,
if he pitches 7 scoreless innings, you're going to be like, but for every guy who pitches that and turns into Clayton Kershaw in their lead, I went to Jimmy Gobble's major league debut. It went great. Jimmy Gobble pitched aces in his major league debut. I was convinced we were going to have turkey calls at every Royals game forever. Mm-hmm. Did not have a productive major league career. So that's just the way of the land is some of it. And Dayton Moore used to talk about this a lot. JJ would tell you very similar, but the way it's set up is sometimes it's opportunity. So like the good news is for you that if Lorenzen stopped getting outs, if you come up and dominate, if Lorenzen ever stopped getting outs, or for the first injury that actually kept somebody out for any length of time, you come up and ball, well, then you get to be the first guy called no matter what, especially if you keep pitching well in AAA. They've got some good pitching in AAA. It's like the opposite. Right now, they could desperately use a hitter that looks like he's just nails in AAA who could come up and solve some of the offensive woes. They don't have that right now. They're just waiting.
We'll find out maybe tonight what's the status of Cole Reagans for tomorrow's game. But what's that?
Just the text line.
Which one?
I'm just curious how old they are.
Who the F is Jimmy Gobbler? No, Jimmy Gobble.
Jimmy Gobble. Well, some of that is probably just an age-related thing. His major league debut, he didn't strike anybody out. But I went to his major league
debut. He's 43 years old now, by the way, Jimmy.
It was at Kauffman Stadium. He went 6 innings of scoreless shutout baseball, man.
There you go.
People thought Gobble was the goods.
There you go. He finished with a 22-23 record in his big league career.
He was actually really good his first two starts. Went 6 1/3 with one earned run. In the second one, he didn't strike anybody out. What was Jimmy Gobble's plan? 3 strikeouts, 3-1-3-0 in his first 5 starts in the
pitch
bigs?
Pitch to contact, man. You know, pitch to contact.
It failed after a
pitch
while.
The corners.
Let's talk some Chiefs, though, a little bit. Ryan Nutt was on conference call yesterday talking about the Chiefs draft. And, of course, Josh Simmons came up a few times, the Chiefs' first-round pick. And this is who he says Josh Simmons reminds the organization of.
He kind of reminds me of Christian Darrisaw, who's done really well for the Vikings. He's got a little bit of Slater in him who plays for the Chargers. You know, the kid's arms are longer than I think people think. The combine measured him at 33, but his pro day was 34 1/8. And I think that's closer to what we kind of had. I think we had around 34 when we brought him in. So, you know, the kid is super talented and super willing to work, and we're excited to have him where we got him.
I think if
Darrisaw and Ryan Slater, slight comps there is, I mean, look, if that's what you ended up getting, it'd be a huge success.
No, one of those
success.
Guys is Slater's a right tackle, isn't he?
Yes. Well, because Alt's playing left tackle.
Well, and
right? I think Slater was.
But in a weird way, a bit.
Right, isn't Alt playing left?
Yeah, but in a, I thought so. Maybe it's the other way around.
I think they might have switched the I think Slater was always left tackle.
Okay.
And then they put Alt at right.
Okay.
Even though
other
Alt
way
played left
right.
In college.
Okay. Alt is right. You're
okay.
Right.
Because like you and I just was trying to remember, because you and I had the conversation about, you know, right tackle is also a possibility for Simmons. And if you found the starting right tackle for the next 8 years, that pick also works at 32. And we all agree that it works at 32, even if he turns into a starting right tackle. But left tackle is what you're honestly banking on. I feel very confident in one thing as it relates to Simmons. And that is, this is the most homework I think they had done on a player since Patrick Mahomes. I think they spent way too much time. If you listen to Ryan, they like, not waiting, like
too
in a bad
much.
Way.
Said, yeah.
They went to multiple games. They talked to coaches from his previous stop before Ohio State. They scouted this guy with reckless abandon because they thought, screw it. With this injury, if we talk to every person on the planet, this is a potential starting left tackle who might actually be available at our pick at the end of the first round, which is rare in its own sight. So we're going to do every conceivable bit of organizational information on this. And other teams probably just couldn't commit the amount of resources into researching one player the way they could with this guy. Other teams had to spend time watching Cam Ward tape forever, or had to spend time watching Travis Hunter tape, or the guys they were trying to figure out they were taking in the top 15 and wanted to really figure out who it was. The Chiefs could spend it on this guy. They clearly spent a lot of time on Joshua Simmons.
No doubt.
Nobody knows more about him as a prospect than them. So I'm glad that it all worked out that they took him. Now we find out how good your process is. Right? That's all it really boils down to at this point.
The risk we acknowledged on Friday, and they're banking on their medical staff being correct and their evaluation. And there's reasons they should believe they're correct, right? There's a track record. They have familiarity. Andy Reid's had some of these same people around his entire career, head coaching career, I should say, going back to his Philadelphia days. So, yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game on this pick. It is all about the medicals. Nobody's really debating the talent. That's not the debate here.
Every single person, including other teams, seem to say first-round talent, top 15, top 25, whatever talent. If it just weren't for, you know,
we're going to find out.
And I don't know if
we're going to, I don't think we're going to have our answer. I don't think we're going to have our answer this year, though. You know, I think this is, I still believe it 2026, find out if it was right or not.
I don't know. I hate to talk myself into it, but
look, if he's out there,
if he's
on day
all this
one,
and he's healthy, I don't see any reason why he can't win the job.
If he's out there day one at camp and actually getting reps with the first team, then I'll believe it. But if it's day one, it's like, well, camp started, he's just going to stand on the sideline today, then I'm going to be like, nope, not happening.
You're saying, I don't know when they open camp. July 29th, the Chiefs open camp, and he's practicing. Then we should
Because otherwise, I'm still going to think he's going to start the season on the pup list.
I mean, God, if he's not ready day one at camp, yeah, probably. But what was all the rumors? He was like, he's already squatting 200 pounds. I'm like, well,
How much does he weigh?
That's not even his weight. I don't remember what the number was.
Yeah.
225.
Cody just does that in his sleep.
I don't think I've ever squatted in my life. What? I'm just gonna say it. I don't think I've ever done.
Never done squats on a squat rack?
No. I'm pretty confident I've never done a squat in my life.
Well, you've done a squat, but not on a squat rack. You've done like a squat exercise, but you've never done like squat, like what we're talking about.
I don't think
weightlifting.
In my entire life, I have used a squat rack.
I don't think I have either. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I've been
what
going. And
I
I've been
just
going,
casually using a squat rack.
That's insane.
And I've been going to the gym and stuff, but I'm not squatting.
That's crazy.
When's the last time you went? When was the last time you did that at a gym?
When I squatted at a gym?
Yeah.
Last week.
What?
Just randomly doing squats?
What are you squatting?
Who the hell are you trying to impress? He's trying to get those 3 yards in a hypothetical, you know?
No, nobody. I'm
if he wants to break 100 at Augusta, you know, he's got to squat.
I'm trying to get back in shape, man. I'm going on. I'm running more often. You got to work the legs.
Uh-huh.
Get stronger in the legs. It's not even like to build muscle necessarily. It's just to get stronger point blank, you know.
I just, you know. Yeah, I mean,
I've
got it. But
you've never squatted,
I am
you don't think,
fairly,
in your life
I'm
on a squat rack.
I'm fairly confident I've never used a squat rack. I can't think of an instance in which I did. Wow. I'm not saying zero.
Maybe in high school gym. Maybe in high school gym.
I don't have a firm memory of like all of that time of my life, so maybe then.
As someone
but
said,
certainly not
someone,
since I was 18 years old.
Despite what Cody will sometimes say, and I give him a hard time, we don't claim to be the most athletic show, okay?
No.
That's never
I'm always for hot dog races. You think I'm regularly squatting?
Yeah.
But you know, you don't have to... You don't have to be athletic to.
I think the point is like, just, we're not the
rack.
Most active show out there. We're trying to do better at that.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, I get on an exercise bike. I, you know, do some stuff, but I don't squat. I, you know, it's just
like no, if this is not even meant to be like, because I go to the gym and it's not like I'm all of a sudden getting ripped or anything. But I can you tell that you're like you mentioned like a. No, if, like your legs, you wear shorts all the time. They doesn't look like someone that works their lower body very much.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
Again, I'm not trying to.
I'm just being real.
No. I'm not trying to build leg muscle. Like if you watch cross country runners or marathon runners, they have the skinniest legs. They squat all the time. Cross country, we squatted twice a week. Legs. If you're squatting to build muscle is different than like lifting.
You're just squatting for fun.
Like no, like
love of the game.
Lifting weights isn't necessarily to build muscle. It could just be to build strength. And like you're not gaining weight. You can squat significantly less weight than you would to build muscle. You're just squatting to get stronger. Like if you did air squats, your legs are going to get stronger. You don't have to lift anything.
Sure.
I lift my kids up all the time. Lots of air squats in the last 8 years of my life, you know? Carried the kids to bed last night. They both asked for a piggyback.
Someone says the Bengals haven't found squat in the Super Bowl either. Don't feel bad.
How much can you squat, Drew? You know, we used to ask this to people in training camp.
How much can I? In terms of like
this
if
is
I
the
went...
only this is the only thing. I'll like the funniest part about this is every once in a while at camp we'll ask them like, "What do you bench or what do you squat?" And nobody ever knows it. Like everyone's like, I don't do that. That's not how I work out. When we go to Chiefs training camp.
You mean like if I squatted single as
rep.
Much as I could, a single rep?
Yeah, single rep.
I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't done a single.
So
do you think I could squat more than you in a single rep? I'll find out how these squats are worth it.
I don't know. I don't know how.
Is your core strong from the squats?
My core is not. My core is weak, man.
Okay. I mean, okay. I'm just asking.
Well, we found the next challenge.
The core is weak.
If you won't break 100 at Augusta, it's time for you to squat as
much. Squat.
Max out.
If I'm doing max, if I had to guess.
I don't have any idea. I couldn't even ballpark a guess. I don't even know what like a normal number is.
If I did one rep, I might be able to, I might be way under, I might be way over. I bet you I could do 250.
You're saying you can do more than Joshua Simmons right now.
Yeah, but he's recovering from a patella injury.
He's
I'm
a
just
first
saying,
round draft pick.
Someone says on the text line, someone says I'm 309. Every day's leg day for me.
Yeah.
Someone says never skip leg day. I'll admit, since I've been going back to gym, that's the one thing that I don't do.
Not leg day, huh?
Yeah, gold, but you walking on the treadmill, your legs are I bet you they are much stronger than they were before you started.
But I'm not doing much like involving weights with my legs
presses and
like,
squats.
I just started doing some upper body stuff like recently. The first 2 months going to the gym, all I was doing was cardio.
Like if you were walking alone, you'd be able to significantly squat.
Drew, I knew you were going to walk into this and cause yourself some problems on the text line. I know you.
If I did one rep, if I did one rep, I bet you I could do 250. I might be way over.
I think what's funny about this conversation is like Alex and I are admitting to like what would be the obvious thing. Like, look at these two radio dorks who can't work out. And you're talking about the workout, but you don't even say it with any kind of like gusto. You sound like you don't believe in any of your own workouts.
Last week when I did a rotation of like 3 sets of 8, I was squatting 150 pounds.
Okay.
Excellent.
3 sets. He gave the set number. He said 3 sets of 8.
Yeah.
That's good. Someone says, I got $100 saying Drew doesn't touch 250.
You said you wanted me to say with more gusto.
What do you say with some confidence?
Shout out to Jeff Cavalier and his workout plan, you know?
Who?
Jeff Cavalier.
Should I know who that is?
Someone says, this
probably not.
Crappy okay, squatting like, story sounds like a man that would put chili on spaghetti.
I was like, I didn't know if I should know who Jeff Cavalier was.
Squatting also boosts.
Jeff Cavalier, physiotherapist. Yep. You follow this guy's workout regimen?
He uses science behind the stuff. He actually has like medical back. He has a medical background in this sort of stuff. So
that's good.
I use Jeff's plans.
I mean, Jeff's in pretty good shape, it appears. But outside of that, I don't know anything about Jeff. Train like an athlete. He's got a book. Should we get it for Drew for Christmas?
He trains athletes. Yeah. I don't need a book. He has YouTube videos and everything. And he also is.
Skip reading day. That's just as important as leg day. It's
facts.
Important to read.
Facts.
Exercise your mind. That's what I'm good at.
It is important.
Facts.
It is very important.
My kid, I made him read just to play Minecraft.
Oh, here we go. Text line. Here we go. This is turning into the same thing with the golf thing. Oh, no. Here we go.
So bleak, so quick.
Says, I'm a power lifter. I squat 465 at a 255 body weight and do legs with squats twice a week. Drew could not squat 250 LMAO.
This is where we get into
one
trouble. One squat,
rep.
And then you hit the links. Then
one,
straight to the corn fairy.
I'm not going to push back too much because I'm the wrong person for this conversation.
Yes.
However, what you're saying again about like, if I just had one, it's just like the golf thing.
Dream
if
rep.
I did my best rep ever, I could. It's the same. We're in the same category as the golf thing.
It's not even about the best rep or not best rep. If you give me one rep.
If I get a chance to talk to Cags on Saturday when we go for the road trip, I'm going to ask him what he squats.
I bet you Cags squats at
least. I
want to know
what Jack Caglione squats.
What do you think, four?
I bet you he squats 425.
Yeah, I was going to say four.
Somebody's saying if I squat, maybe it helped me win a hot dog race. It's a good point.
I didn't have to squat and I still won. It's not the squatting, it's not the problem.
But maybe a different one, you know?
Someone says if Drew took some Adderall before, he could do it. Get you locked in? Get
this person,
locked in the rep.
Again, this person said they weigh 132 pounds. They squatted 295. One rep, I could do 250. I think. I might be dead wrong, but I think 250.
Someone says Drew hasn't lifted in years. No, he just said he lifted last week. He just said he lifted last week. In fairness,
yeah, he said he did three sets of 8.
Drew goes to the
at
gym.
150 pounds.
Drew has talked about going to the
again,
gym
again. I'm not. I don't lift to gain muscle mass, so I'm not building my way up to gain muscle. I'm simply getting stronger.
I think someone on the show should get like incredibly cut, like uncomfortably ripped. Where we're just like, this makes no sense.
I don't really care which person it is.
I just think one person on the show, maybe we have to draw a number. One person on this show should like just get absolutely cut just for the humor of it. I want one person has to get incredibly cut and one person has to like learn to dance like way too well. Like just makes no sense. Or pick up an instrument or something.
Mm-hmm.
We should pick up random things just for fun.
Baby steps on the gym. Baby steps. I'm just glad to be in a good routine going to the gym.
Yeah, see, that's all that matters. Good routine, that matters.
Step by step.
Text line. Well done.
Someone says they'll send $100 for Alex to hold now.
If Drew loses, he has to wear Chiefs stuff every Friday.
Whole Chiefs season? Uh-huh. And he gets the $100 if... Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I don't know if he's willing to take that bet.
If Drew can do 250, someone says they'll donate $50 to the show fund. This is a great opportunity for the show, Drew.
More opportunities as always.
All right, up next, we'll get to what's trending. And there's already some of the top-selling jerseys out of this rookie class. We'll see who stacks up next.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals back at it this evening, a little after 6 o'clock. That means Vern's on deck shows at 5 o'clock. Royals are in Tampa, taking on the Rays. Michael Lorenzen gets the nod. The Royals 14-15 on the season. The Rays, even 500, 14-14.
Should be a good matchup. We're going to do Pascantino Live coming up here in, 10, 15 minutes. Before we get out, try to get Vinny started for the season. The Royals in action tonight as they try to get back to 500. Got to do it for a day. Unfortunately,
you
got
to bet the Vinny home run to go with it?
Oh, man, maybe. You know, he had that, the homer he hit
Saturday
over
night. Yeah.
That was a big home run. He's still just kind of cold to start the season. Next up on What's Trending, George Kittle becomes the highest paid tight end with a now 4-year, $76.4 million deal, $40 million of which will be guaranteed, $19.1 million per year. Makes him the highest paid in total and in average annual, just over Trey McBride, who just got paid. Trey McBride was such a weird story in the NFL because he was definitely one of the best tight ends in the league who just wasn't scoring touchdowns at all. He was just getting yards. Eventually got in the end zone late in the season. But George Kittle, now the highest paid tight end in the league.
NBA postseason last night, we saw the Cavaliers sweep the Heat 138-83. Later in the evening, a much more competitive game. The Warriors now up 3-1 in their series against 2-seed Rockets. Warriors got the 109-106 victory. Tonight, we got four games. We have a couple series that could all wrap up tonight, though. Pacers up 3-1 on the Bucks. First game of the night, Pistons, Knicks. Knicks up 3-1 on them. Magic, Celtics. Boston's up 3-1. And then the late game tonight, hopefully this one's another good one. It's been great so far. Clippers, Nuggets, even up at 2 apiece.
Jokic has been tremendous in that series. Just been a great series overall. Next up on What's Trending, not to anyone's surprise, but Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Chiefs will pick up the fifth-year options for both Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis and are expected to have those in today so that they will officially be filed today. Most reporting out of there is that they will deal with Trey Smith's pending contract issue first and then turn their sights on Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis for possible extensions. Everybody still thinks that all those guys are going to be here in the long haul.
Sure. This we'll was see. As expected, kind of housekeeping that needed to be done. Last on What's Trending, we've been telling you all about it. Codeine Gold Road Trip. This Saturday, it is happening in Springfield as Cags and the Naturals get set to play. We're going to watch Cags, Royals' top prospect, one of the top prospects in all of baseball. Hope to see you guys out there for the game. Remember, if you still want tickets, you can get them on our website, 96.5thefan.com. Homepage, click on the Road Trip logo. $10 ticket deal. You can sit with all of us. We have over 200 listeners now joining us in Springfield. If you want to sit where we're all sitting, you got to use our ticket link. It also gets you a cheaper ticket, frankly. So hope to see you there. If you pre-ordered a t-shirt, those are available for pickup at Harbell's in Springfield beginning at 3:30 this Saturday till about 5 o'clock, and then we're all heading over to the stadium. But that is the only place you can pick up your shirts if you ordered them. We will have a few extra. Frankly, we will not have enough for 100 extra people. We have, potentially by the time we get to this thing, we're going to have 250 people join us in Springfield.
Jack Caglione, currently the 20th rated prospect in all of baseball, so chance to see him, as you had mentioned, which is going to be an awesome time. And yeah, that's the only spot to pick up those t-shirts before the game, because then we're heading over to the game. Jack Caglione, 6'5", 250. What do we think he squats? What's his squat?
450, 470.
I don't have any idea. What was like Saquon squatting in all those like crazy videos?
I think it was six
like,
plus.
He's a freak.
He's the strongest person on the planet.
He's a freak. His lower half is insane.
Yeah, I was just asking. Seems like it'd be easier for him to squat.
The tush push works. Him and Jalen Hurts combined, it's like the two strongest people you could have in the backfield.
We find out any more if they're going to...
Tush push May. We find out in May.
Saquon's best squat, he says, was 600 pounds.
Let me lower CAG's number to like 425. 420.
I say 425.
I don't have any idea how close that is. This is another one of those, like, you and I, like, sometimes I can question about the golf. I have no idea what a normal... Drew was looking up weights in the break, in fairness.
And what we
should. Rob was texting me over there.
What did Rob say? I trust Rob on this, too.
So Rob said... let me pull it back up again. He said for 150 pounds, if you squat it 10 times, typically like your one rep max is around 200. So I would be...
He's saying you're 50 pounds shy.
Yeah, essentially. Again, if you go back and listen, that's what we thought.
There's no way you're doing
250. I'm going to go back and I will pull it. I did not say I could do 250. Oh. I said I might be way off, but I think 250. Okay. Again, I have no idea. I haven't maxed out since high school. I have no clue.
All right. This is all just like the golf thing, I swear. It's the same thing.
Again, I golfed 2 weeks ago. I could break 100 at Augusta National right now. And
wow!
I'm not playing. The golf thing.
All right, we're back. The golf, we're getting through a corn fairy. The golf back.
The golf thing I will double down on. The lifting weights thing, I have no idea because I haven't maxed out in 10 years. I have no clue. But the golf thing, I absolutely will double down on the way that I believe in myself in terms of golfing. I will totally do that. The lifting weights, I have no idea. I might be way off. The golfing thing, 100% confident in myself.
Okay, less confident in that. Next time you're at gym, please try to max out on the squat, just so we can all
get think now you've golfed for 2.5 straight weekends, and now you're Augusta ready to break 100, okay?
I said give me a month.
Okay. He didn't even need a month.
All right.
He's good to go.
Okay. I said give me a month.
Contacting some of the sponsors for the Corn Ferry here shortly. We're going to need your help getting Drew in the tournament, sounds like. What do we have till May 2nd? We got a couple of days to get him registered.
We got more than that, I think.
Oh, May? Yeah, you're right.
I've already booked flights to go see my brother and everything like that. They're non-cancelable, so I don't know if it's going to happen.
Wait, during the Corn Ferry time?
Not during the qualifier. Qualifier's on Monday.
Correct.
You fly
correct.
Out like
it's
Thursday.
Not during the qualifier. I fly out Wednesday.
That's only if you make the tournament, which it sounds like you're more confident now. Might take place.
No, I already told you. If I play in the qualifier, there is a 0% chance that I qualify for the Corn Ferry Tour.
And that's okay. Fine. That's
you realize what I would
have to do. That wasn't the barometer or anything. It was
correct.
Qualifying. It was going to a qualifier and participating.
My idea. That was your guys' idea.
I'm still on it.
I got shuffled into.
That's what's dangerous when we, you know, there's throwing
like,
things out there on the
show.
This is a
good
way
to test your mettle, you know?
And sorry, Cody, I'm not going to, not to throw you under the bus, but I will be ready to go and I will pay it off. I'm not going to try to get my way out of doing it like you do at the strip club. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. We're getting feisty here.
I didn't even see that coming. I was like, wait, what's he going to say at the end of the sentence?
Since you guys want to get me to do all of this stuff.
I
did the blonde hair. First,
I'd like to make it clear that eventually we worked
you're
out.
Right, second, Drew. You're not wrong.
We worked
on that.
Out. First, I'd like to make it clear that we've worked out second arrangements in order for me to pay off that bet. I am no longer indebted to this show based on that.
That's right.
That's very true. Right.
And one of us still has to go to McDonald's for 12 hours.
I've
and that has not occurred.
I've said
so
I'm
this
ready
is
to
a
go.
Glass house.
No, hold on.
You know?
Hold on.
Every bet has not been paid off on this show.
You guys said it was up to you guys would set up the McDonald's and find the McDonald's to do it. That has not been done.
That's
I said I would have done it the day after that Bengals loss to the Chiefs.
Easy to say. Glass houses. That's all. Glass houses.
If you guys call a McDonald's and they say, yes, we'll do it, and I can find somebody to cover, I will go tomorrow
just
morning.
Just in time, we can add the...
I got to get you to the Corn Ferry first and some other stuff. We got to get through Caglio. We got a lot of stuff working.
Some of it we've not announced on air. We got a lot coming up.
The show likes to stay busy.
Drew, the McCrispy's coming back, right? The strips or whatever.
The strips.
They're not calling them Chicken Selects, though, which I'm like, those were the best 15, 20 years ago, the Chicken Selects.
Are those the same thing?
I don't know. If it's just a branding thing or they're totally different, but they're bringing them back.
Well, they've announced that they're bringing the snack wrap back, but my wife is concerned that they're going to taste different than the OG snack wrap.
She's worried about the flavor change. It probably won't taste the same. Or time will have worked against her, you know? She would have think that it tasted a certain way.
I'm going to back myself up. From the 9-3, let's not forget Barbara's wife had to bail Drew out. I was ready to get the tattoo. I was ready to go. I would have gotten the tattoo. I'd have gotten the 59 and everything. I was ready to go and do it.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember how that worked.
No, that was Barber's wife saying. That was Barber's wife not wanting you to have to do
I was ready to go and do it. Her main reason was, why would you want your number on somebody else's body? Which I can say makes some sense, but there are some people who are crazy out there.
I'll let you off on that one. I got nothing there. End of the show.
Yeah, so... rookie.
I got to stand up for myself.
Yeah,
right?
I love it. We're supposed to give each other some crap. So here we go. We already have numbers on the best-selling rookie jerseys in the NFL. The draft just happened.
Cam Ward, Travis Hunter.
Number one's Travis Hunter, Jacksonville. Top-selling rookie jersey right now at NFL shop. Cam Ward, number two. No surprise.
Okay.
Number three, despite being a fifth-round pick.
Sanders.
Shador Sanders. Number four. Any guesses? Have you guys seen this?
I haven't. Who else did we get? I kind of think like
number four.
Jackson Dart?
Nope. No. How about a top 10 pick?
Ooh, a top 10. Abdul Carter?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I was thinking market size.
Ashton Jeanty. Vegas,
Boise
running
State
back
fans, yeah,
and the Raiders. Number five, wide receiver for the Panthers, McMillan, Tet McMillan. Jackson Dart was six.
Tet McMillan surprises me.
Abdul Carter, seventh most best-selling jersey so far. This one kind of surprised me. I guess it should, but because Green Bay fans. But Matthew Golden, eighth. Tyler Warren, ninth with the Colts. And then the Bears tight end, Colston Lovin, the 10th best.
So pretty much close to draft order. Dart sneaks in. Sanders really comes into play.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, in there, but like, I, you know, it's tough because think about every offensive lineman. That guy's, unless he's the number one overall pick, man.
I mean, you're buying,
it's
you're buying
be down
a jersey,
the
though.
List a little bit.
We don't even know what number, like, the jersey's just the number one. Like, you don't know for sure what number Shedeur Sanders is wearing in Cleveland
yeah, that's
yet.
That's true.
So you're buying a jersey that just says one on the back?
I guess in Cam Ward's case, or they five? Did the entire thing that, like, Warren Moon told him he could wear number one.
Yeah, they might know Cam Ward's number, yeah.
So you know his, I guess, outside of that? I don't know. Like, and this would be a good random question. Is it wrong to want to wait on a player before I start scooping up jerseys?
Oh, I'm with you on this. I'm not buying I don't care if the Chiefs had the fifth overall pick. I'm not buying that jersey before he even plays a down.
Like
I know that's not a popular opinion, but I'm with you on this.
I'm going to need to see, like, jerseys to me belong to players that, like, cause I don't think you have to just, like, not wear an old jersey either. They belong to players who are either, in this case, Chiefs case, Super Bowl champions, or like longtime Chiefs, like a chance to, like,
I mean, I get why someone would have
the best Chiefs.
I get why someone would have a Xavier Worthy jersey at this point. I just wouldn't have bought it in April of last year.
I'm not getting that one yet either.
Yeah.
Let me see a couple of years before I, like,
it depends.
Get into the first round. Like, if you're the number one pick at quarterback, we're probably just getting it.
I mean, right now it still should be Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones, and McDuffie should be the three, you know, the three, four jerseys that you want at this point. Now, if we're just
Nick
talking
Bolton's
about
probably crawling
if,
up the list.
If we're just talking about wearing them, if we're talking about like from a sports memorabilia thing, like Art of Sports or something, different conversation. Like right now, the one I'd be collecting other Mahomes and Kelsey, if you don't have a Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie would be the one I'd be collecting right now.
Sure. But that's a little bit different. I'm just like, I kind of like it to be a player that, like, I know is, and I don't even care if it's like a star, either a player that was given enough time that you love, or a player that is deserving of it because they've been around here long enough. I was at the Royals game on Sunday, and they were, God, now I can't remember. I wish I could remember all the, there were like two or three that I'm like, how did you even end up with this jersey? Like, at what stage did you buy? There was a Jacob Junis one. And I was like, what? Like, when did you purchase this?
Sometimes there's a backstory that's kind of crazy. Like, you know, they happen to run into him and he turned out to be a nice guy, yada, yada. Who knows, right? Like, who knows from a jersey perspective? Everybody might have a backstory why they have a certain jersey.
I'm just saying, like, I'd be more likely to wear a jersey of a player who is, like, a mid-level player who has been here 5 or 6 years than the guy they just took in the first round. Like, then Xavier Worthy. I'd be more likely to have a player
we should chip in
who's
and
less
buy,
exciting and get there.
We should
I don't even own a Chiefs jersey, I don't think.
We should chip in and buy Jay Binkley a Josh Simmons jersey.
Yeah,
we should buy it for Bink. We should buy it for Jay Binkley.
Since he was hesitant about the pick.
That's his guy now. It's going to end up being his guy.
Well, he said it's an A draft if Joshua Simmons' pick is right, which I assume means just if he starts a tackle. I don't know that, like, either tackle spot. Because we agree, at 32, if you get a starting right tackle, it's still a good pick.
You should get an FAU jersey.
I mean, but he doesn't play very much.
You should get that's your guy. You should get that.
And UDK is not the former first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, you know, like, not to, like, that just pick up. But, like, if you got a jersey for any first round pick, do you know how many bad ones you'd have? You'd have a lot more John Baldwin ones than you had, like, jerseys of players you loved.
Some of these top players on this list, like, if I'm a Jags fan, I get why you're buying a Travis Hunter jersey right away. I mean,
I get that.
You're a Jags fan, and now you have maybe a once-in-a-generation player that's going to play offense and defense. If I'm a Titans fan, I get why you might buy a Cam Ward. The ones that are, like, I don't know, would I buy an Abdul Carter jersey if I'm a Giants fan? Not yet.
Defensive players, and this maybe goes back to it, defensive players, it always feels like you're willing to wait a little bit longer on. You're like, but, because you're never sure if they're going to be, like, the star. But, yeah, the Chiefs, right now, there's just so many safe jerseys. Like, I don't have to own a Joshua Simmons one yet. There are a lot of safe jerseys of active players to wear.
I mean, Mahomes, of course, is the automatic that everybody has at this point. I feel like if you have a Chiefs jersey, you probably have a Mahomes one.
I don't own a single Chiefs jersey.
Yeah.
I own two Royals jerseys. One was a fall off the truck special from 20 years ago. It's a powder blue George Brett.
The only one I have now is a Mahomes. And I have a Mahomes and a Bobby Witt. Those are the two jerseys I actually have now.
Makes sense.
I have some memorabilia. I've got the the framed Pacheco and framed autographed Nick Bolter or whatever. That's different. I wouldn't wear a Nick Bolton jersey.
Well, you're not going to break the glass just to put it on your body either.
Well, definitely not.
It's I just have that one. And then I have the one Quick Trip sent me last year that said the boys are playing some ball. The only other jerseys I own were part of like soccer jerseys I've been given by the local teams for participating in media days. It's a tap on the back of them. And I got a few too many of those. I was looking in the closet. I got to toss another one in the Cody and Gold garage sale.
Yeah, I just... The Sporting KC media game I'm playing in a week from Sunday, and yeah, I'll have another Sporting jersey with gold on the back. At some point, I'm like, how many more of these do I need?
I'm torn. I feel like I have too many. I do like them.
I've had other family members. If they're going to a Sporting game,
that's what I was trying to figure out. It's somebody, like, will my kids eventually want these?
Yeah, like I've had another family member wear one of mine that was going to a Sporting game or a current game because I had extras at this point.
Makes sense. Before we get out of here, Drew, how much time do we have left? I want to eat up close to the end of the show.
More than two minutes and 50 seconds.
Two minutes and 17 seconds is what this says. Does anybody want to volunteer for the play-by-play part? Remember, otherwise you just get this weird downside in the middle.
I'm not going to do the play-by-play. We don't have the... Because you're going to do the live part. You just have to deal with the awkwardness.
Cody, I'm just going to have to deal with the awkwardness?
Yesterday, solicitor said, hey...
It's been a while since I did the song.
Vinny Pasquantino's struggling right now. It's time for a live Pasquantino performance.
Just like last
year.
We said,
all right, it's been a bit. Let's do it.
Put your Pasquantino bets in tonight because now is when his season officially starts. Let's see if I still got it. The Spanish part is the part I'm nervous about.
Oh, it's back. Here we go.
Get a call up in my direction. Thankful for that bat, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, Italian breakfast, you always slay. Got me dreaming of wins all day. Make me want to savor every moment slowly, slowly. You hit the baseball hard, love how you pour it on. Need Vinny on the roster, just put him on. Didn't let me whisper in your ear, the only words I want to hear. Don't take so long so he can play long. Been too long since I did this. I don't remember all the words anymore.
Yeah.
Dane, let me whisper in your ear, too. He doesn't even play for the team anymore. This is when on the thing it says, and gone! You know, as Vinny hits a homer in the minor leagues. Was that Jake Batters? Was that Jake Eisenberg on the call in this? I think it is. I think it's Jake Eisenberg. Yeah. Pasquantino. I want it now. It's time for Pasquantino. What else can he do? It's the great Balbino. It's a jackpot at the casino. Pasquantino. Think of the kids, all the little niños. It's like a shot of cappuccino. Give us what we want. It's Pasquantino. Quiero ver la tuba. Quiero ser tu bad boy. Que las enseñas a tu ritmo. Tu ubicación favorita. Dejo me vierte pico muchos honrones. Hasta provocar mis gritos. Y no olvidaré tu nombre. Pasquantino. I want it now. It's time for Pasquantino. What else can he do? It's the great Balbino. It's a jackpot at the casino. Pasquantino. Think of the kids, all the little niños. It's like a shot of cappuccino. Give us what we want. It's Pasquantino. Pasquantino. I don't remember how it ends at the end. Yeah!
Very good.
I screwed up in the middle there. Honestly, once again, for whatever reason in that song, I might be better singing in Spanish than in English, and that makes no sense.
Someone says, you guys were doing so good not letting Cody sing. This was an exception today.
Sorry.
This was an exception.
Pasquantino's going 3-for-5 tonight. Couple of doubles.
Someone says, looking back at this, Cody doing a Spanish song makes no sense for Vinny Pasquantino.
If you remember, the original tweet out sent from our former producer, Nick Schwartz, was Cody Tapp singing a song in Spanish about an Italian man. It was just like he was just referencing all this stuff.
Oh, we're going to need brandy to clear our ears. I was going to say palate, but like we just need to flush it out for a second.
You know, got to restart sometimes.
Maybe Vinny gets going tonight.
Live Vinny always works.
We'll see.
Live Pasquantino works.
He gets going tonight.
We did it three days in a row last year.
Someone says, that's horrible. Still better than Bread Beach Town. That's what the text line said.
I appreciate the compliment.
Someone said they just turned the radio on and thought they It's not they found the wrong station.
I have you turned in right as I started the Spanish part. And you're like, what the hell am I listening to? Oh, just tuning goodness. In right at the end of the show, and you're like, uh-huh. I don't even know what's going on. Uh-huh. I made that when Vinny Pasquantino was in the minor leagues, and we wanted him to come to the big leagues.
That's right.
If you want to watch a different minor leaguer that eventually we'd like to get in the big leagues, Jack Caglione. Road trip this Saturday, May 3rd. Tickets available at 96.5thefan.com. $10. We already have 200 people
awesome.
Going on the trip. Come out and join us. It'll be a great time. But Pasquantino's going 3-for-5 tonight. Call him a shot. 2 RBI.
Bet it.
Can I bet 3-for-5?
Yeah, you can bet multiple hits.
You know I'm not afraid to do that.
You can bet multiple hits. You can bet doubles. You can bet how many singles. You can do all of it.
Can I parlay it together? Two hits, a double, and a pair of RBI?
I don't think you'd necessarily do that.
But can I pair them all together? What kind of odds can I get on that? I don't think they'll let me parlay.
Live Pasquantino, my dog got up from a nap, walked out middle of the room.
That seems unlikely. I think you might be making that up.
People are trying to have a relaxing afternoon, maybe at home, listening on the Odyssey app or watching on YouTube.
And then it said they're all like, dear God. And we warned them. They could have turned it off.
No
one forced you to do that. You could have not listened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Drew and I aren't so lucky.
No, you guys are stuck with me one way or the other. Sorry, I was looking at my Vinny bed now. You're right. I got to put something on Vinny tonight.
You should at this point. I hope it works. I hope it works tonight.
I'll be very happy.
Music, real music.
A sigh of relief.
Real music. Didn't that just sound so good? A little brandy to send us off for the rest of the Tuesday.
Meanwhile, thank God I get to leave the text line for the day. True,
you got it. You're whoo.
They're still cooking you over your squat take.
You walked right into it, man. It was right at 1:15.
I had nothing to do with it.
Right at 1:15.
And guess what? I'll keep on talking.
Uh-huh. You should. Dang. Keep going.
We're just
going
to make you back it up eventually.
We're back at it.
And that's fine. That's fine. I'll do it.
Okay, good.
We're back at it tomorrow. Okay, yeah, we'll get right on that. We're back at it tomorrow.
Get myself first.
Yeah, and the drive with C-Dot and Rob up next. See you guys.